Good afternoon. My name is Igor Gomes. I am a master's student in Environmental Sciences and Technologies at the University of Minho, Portugal. Today, I will present the work Passive Sampling for Air Quality Assessments, a proposal of an in-situ method to measure the efficiency of photocatalytic pavements. This research has carried out through an international collaboration between University of Minho, Portugal, and the Federal University of Ceará, Brazil. From Portugal, it is in the framework of Project NanoAir, led by Professor Joaquim Carneiro, from the Physics Center of Minho and Porto Universities. From Brazil, it is related to the research work carried out by Professor Veronica Castelo Branco. We together are concerned with the air pollution, since it is an issue with relevance, due to its high impact on both human health and environment. One promising solution to mitigate this problem and improve air quality is the photocatalysis using semiconductor nanoparticles, for example, titanium dioxide nanoparticles. This material is known for its high efficiency and low environmental degradation. This study aims to present the methodology to assess the levels of nitrogen dioxide in the atmosphere using a passive sampling approach. This method has potential to evaluate the efficiency of photocatalytic pavements in situ, providing insights into their practical implications in reducing nitrogen dioxide emissions and their real-world impact on air quality. The method used for determination of nitrogen dioxide is the modified Gries-Saltzman method. The preparation steps for passive sampler are as follows. It begins by cutting cellulose filters into 25mm pieces, which are then washed and dried. For nitrogen dioxide sampling, these filters are impregnated with an absorbent and selective solution composed by 0.5 mol per liter of potassium iodide and 0.2 mol per liter of potassium hydroxide in methanol, specifically for this pollen. After impregnation, the filters are dried and stored for air quality monitoring. These cellulose filters are then inserted inside Teflon cylinders to compose the samplers. These samplers are placed in a support for use in the field, where they are settled for specific periods ranging from 24 hours to 21 days, depending on environmental conditions such as temperature, humidity, airspeed, and most important, the pollutant concentration. After sampling, the samplers are removed from the field and taken to the laboratory. The cellulose filters are removed from the cylinders and immersed in the desorption solution, composed of NIDA solution, which turns pink when in contact with nitrogen oxides. This solution is then analyzed by UVV spectrophotometry, and finally, the absorbance is introduced into fixed laws of diffusion to calculate the amount of nitrogen dioxide in the air. Compared to other existing methods for quantifying pollutants, passive sampling is simpler and does not require any electrical connections, making it more versatile and applicable in various situations and locations. Its ease of transportation and low acquisition and maintenance costs enable simultaneous sampling at multiple locations. The passive samplers can be placed next to photocatalytic asphalt pavements to analyze the photodegradation of pollutants. Thus, this method is a low-cost, non-electrical and simplified solution for the distribution of samples, making it a feasible tool to measure air pollution. However, while this method is still under development and needs to be calibrated, it holds promise for a variety of applications, including it could be used to analyze photocatalysis promoted by photocatalytic asphalt pavements. Thank you for your attention. Please, if you have any question, please send us an email. We'll be glad to talk to you.